The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. I welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And it is also my distinct privilege to welcome once again our friends in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area on WAVA 105.1 FM. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Thank you. And may I just really, really quick, because I've got something really important to share with you today, to prove to you folks, you need to understand the news media is attempting to manipulate you, almost all of it. You need to understand that. When you watch the TV news, when you read a newspaper, when you check the internet, almost all of them are attempting to manipulate you to a particular ideological position. Now, if you understand that, you'll be okay. But if you're naive and just assume that everything you read or hear from the news media is unbiased, objective news, you're in a heap of trouble. And I've got proof of that. I'll get to that in just a moment. I promise. Fridays, I open the phones wide open. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. To those of you in the D.C. area, again, it is such a privilege when I have the opportunity to fill in for literally a legend in radio, that's Don Crow. And he is. Those of you in Washington, D.C. are just so privileged to have Don as your afternoon host. But I do have the opportunity occasionally to fill in. And if you'd like to know more about me, my Facebook page is Bob Burney, B-U-R-N-E-Y, Live. Bob Burney Live. And if you'd like to become a part of our family, every day, the stories that I talk about on the air are posted usually immediately on Facebook and on Twitter. If you want to contact me, if you want to communicate in any way, bob@bobtalk.com. bob@bobtalk.com. My wife and I are privileged to have a ministry together, and the website for that is crosspower.net. If you want to know about our ministry, crosspower, one word, crosspower.net. All right. We had the maybe later in the program I'll talk about the impeachment hearings. My goodness. Anyway, yesterday we had the tragic shooting out in California. Horrible thing. Two young people killed. The shooter shot himself. He is in grave condition. I assume he is still in grave condition. It's not sure whether he will survive or not. But when we have this, the liberal left comes out of the woodwork with the political agenda of gun control, gun control, gun control. And again, I want you to know, the news media is attempting to manipulate you. Let me prove it to you. CNN.com today. This is CNN.com today. Headline. In 46 weeks this year, there have been 44 school shootings. I want you to hear that headline again. In 46 weeks this year, there have been 44 school shootings. And to prove their point, they print them all out. It's 9 pages. 9 pages. Proving that there were 44 school shootings. Now, first in line was yesterday, Santa Clarita, California, and that indeed was a school shooting. All right? But the second one on the list, Langston, Oklahoma, on November 5th. A man was shot in the leg outside a dorm on Langston University campus. It's not a school shooting. It was a disagreement between two people at Langston University, but they call that a school shooting. The next one, November 4th, Warrensburg, Missouri. It's the incident at the University of Central Missouri where someone was accidentally shot in an on-campus apartment. Listen, when you and I think of school shooting, don't you think of someone marching in the front door of the school and opening fire on innocent people? That's what I think of with school shooting. The overwhelming majority of these supposed 44 school shootings were not that way at all. They have November 3rd, Waco, Texas. A 30-year-old was shot in the chest at Texas State Technical College. It was a fight between a guy and his girlfriend. CNN calls that a school shooting. October 27th, Clarksville, Tennessee. A 22-year-old man was shot and killed outside of Austin Peay State University. Not on the campus, outside. It was a drug deal gone wrong. The next one they have, October 27th, Laurel, Maryland. A 38-year-old woman was shot during a nighttime gathering in the parking lot of Laurel Woods Elementary School. It was at night. There was no school. A 38-year-old woman was shot in the parking lot, had absolutely nothing to do with the school. Here's another one, Grambling, Louisiana. A student and a police officer were shot and injured in a Grambling State University assembly center. Two men got into a fight, police intervened, and shots were fired. You see the pattern here? October 13th, Nashville. A 19-year-old student was shot in the abdomen. It was a BB gun. CNN included BB guns. October 9th, Lowell, Massachusetts. Two men entered the playground at Greenhedge Elementary School and shot at children with BB guns. October 8th, Houston. A gun was discharged after school hours at Westbury High School. Now, I was going to go through and read all of these, and I'm not going to do it. But it's 9 pages, and out of 9 pages, 44 school shootings, I counted 4 that were actual school shootings. The others were in a parking lot, a neighborhood next door, a drug deal gone bad, adults got into a fight near a school. out of 44 school shootings, according to CNN. Probably four of them were actually a school shooting like yesterday. Yeah, the news media, folks, wants to manipulate you.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
If you listen to my program at all, we're all about being LTDs. Listen, think, and discern. From a biblical worldview, of course. Listen, think, and discern. Listen. Don't just hear. Listen. When people are talking, listen. When the TV news is on, listen. But think. Hey, listen, you don't have to be a great intellect to be able to think. God gave every one of us a brain, and unfortunately often we don't use it many times. Think. God gave you a brain, and then discern from a biblical point of view. Be very careful on any topic, any subject, running off half-cocked with a knee-jerk reaction. Illustration. The terrible school shooting in California yesterday. Headline today from CNN. In 46 weeks this year, there have been 44 school shootings. I printed them off, 9 pages, 44. Where's the first one that they have for this year? Let me pull back to January 7th. Belmont, California, 17-year-old high school student was shot outside an elementary school. Police said the victim knew the shooter. It was not a random crime. That was the very first one, January 7th, and it was not a school shooting as you and I would interpret it as. January 25th was the next one, Mobile, Alabama. Two men, ages 17 and 20, got into an altercation. Neither one were students. It was not in the school. It was outside the school, but it was near the school. And I could go on and on and on. Most of them are drug-related. Some of them are not even guns. They're BB guns. Many of them are older people that met in a parking lot of an elementary school at 2 o'clock in the morning, got in a fight, and one shot the other one. Out of all 44, I think I counted 4, at the most 5, for the entire year that you and I, reasonable people, would consider to be school shootings. But they have an agenda, and that's gun control. That's the agenda. Now, if you want to be balanced, okay, let me give you some facts. Now, something I say constantly, the liberal progressive left does not deal with facts and truth. They deal with emotions, and hysteria. Feelings, emotions, and hysteria. They don't deal with facts. Let me give you some facts. All right, CNN, in 46 weeks this year, there have been 44 school shootings. All right, in reality, it is difficult to come to the exact number, but it's probably 10 or less that are actually where someone goes in, a student or whatever, goes into a school and just opens fire. 10 or less in the entire year. For 2018, and I'm quoting, 113 people were killed or injured in all school shootings. And that includes these 44 that CNN mentions that aren't school shootings at all. 113 killed or injured. 113 for the entire year. Now that's a tragedy, of course. And I tried repeatedly to find, well, how many were actually killed? It says 113 killed or injured. All right? Buses. School buses. In the same period of time, 19 children were killed on buses. 19 killed on buses. 17,000 children treated at emergency rooms from injuries on school buses. Shootings, 113 killed or injured. Buses, 19 killed. 17,000 treated at emergency rooms. Playgrounds. Last year, 200,000 children were injured on playgrounds. Between 1990 and 2000, 147 children died as a result of accidents at playgrounds. What about bicycles? Last year, 100 children were killed on bicycles. 254,000 were injured and required medical treatment. Bicycles, 100 killed, 254,000 injured. Now, may I remind you, 2018 school shootings, 113 killed or injured. Now, is 113 too many? Yes, of course. But your child is much, 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 much more likely to be injured on a school bus or on the playground or riding a bicycle than in a school. Now, that's a fact. And yet the news media last night was going crazy about how dangerous America's schools are. All right, now, there are approximately 10, and let's be really liberal, 10 to 15 actual school shootings last year. Actual school shootings last year. 10 to 15 actual schools were impacted. Did you know that there are 132,832 schools in America? 132,832 public schools, K to 12. If you do the math, that means 0.0001% of schools in America were impacted by a school shooting. Let me repeat that. Last year, 0.0001% of schools, 0.0001% of schools in America were impacted by an actual school shooting. Am I diminishing the tragedy of school shootings? Of course not. But the news media and liberal politicians want you to be hysterical about the safety of your child, when in reality, your child is safer in the school than on the bus. Your child is safer in a school than on the playground. Your child is safer in a school than riding a bike. Now, those are the facts. But like I said, the liberal left doesn't deal with facts. They deal with emotions and hysteria. Don't fall for it. Just don't fall for it.